with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
It's podcast time.
Howdy doody.
Oh my goodness, you're very loud in my ears there.
Very loud, yeah. Just having an absolute mare now with my phone because it's not working and it keeps saying emergency calls only.
I did say to you, just go in, Una. Go into the...
Who has time to be doing that, though? Could you not just take and fix it for me, no?
I'm not a mobile phone technician, Una. You need to get your SIM card. You probably need to get a replacement SIM card.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I going to lose stuff?
Well, if you save your stuff to your SIM, possibly not, because they might be able to just back it up.
Okay. Sorry for boring you with my phone stuff. It's just... It's exceedingly annoying.
It is exceedingly annoying because you're constantly
like you.
Just oh,
are you joking?
Oh
my god!
My god! All right, we had fun today, didn't we?
Oh, so much fun!
So much fun!
Especially with the story about you getting mingered.
Oh. Oh my god!
More on that later.
Yeah, that's on the way. Right now, though, it's our survey says.
Our survey says this morning, producer Donald, what are we asking today?
Today, we're asking 22% of young adults say they've done this before posting a photo. What is it?
On the
old socials or on.
Right, yeah. So I was going to go with blur something out in the background, but then I'm going to say actually leave something in the background as clickbait, as in so people will ask, what's that? What's that? Or you left something in the background.
Oh,
or
intrigued.
Your
people.
Room is messy. Yeah. Mm. So clickbaiting people.
That's a good idea. No,
it's a great idea.
It's not the answer. Yeah. No, good thinking.
Is it that they ask their friend beside them, who's also in the picture, is it okay if I put this up? Because that's a sound thing to do. Do you know what I mean? That's a really sound thing to do. Because some people just lash up pictures when the other person doesn't look nice in it.
Why
and
have
is
your
mortified.
Eyes widened in your eyeball at me and pointed at
because
me?
Because you did this to me. You did it to me. And I was like, do not put that up. Do not put that picture up. And what did he do? He put it up with the caption. She told me not to put it up and I'd be in trouble if I put it up. Ha,
was this a picture in O'Callaghan's in Mohill, County Leitrim?
It was indeed.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
I remember it well.
I remember it. You've got to be nice, man.
It's a great picture of you.
I don't
you.
Think you like any picture of you.
Yeah.
Why? What's wrong with me? No, what do you say about my pictures?
You don't like any picture of you.
I do,
you like
actually.
A specific angle.
I do. I like pictures of me all the time. See, when I have my makeup done by a professional.
The reason I like that one is because it's candid, you're not posing, you're laughing, you're having a good time.
Yeah, but my mouth looks exceedingly big.
It is huge.
It's open so wide.
Your mouth is huge.
I do have a big mouth. Yeah, I do.
You need to swallow Donald
it's
there.
Like a hippopotamus mouth. Yeah. Anyways,
it's
that's
not
my
the
answer.
No.
Okay, fine.
No.
Oh,
good,
yeah.
Good guy. No, the question is, 22% of young adults say they've done this before posting a photo on socials. What is it?
What are you doing before you post photos on socials? Let us know. 087-1102-107. Our survey says this morning, we're trying to figure out what the answer is to this question from producer Donald.
22% of young adults say they've done this before posting a photo on socials. What is it?
Is it used AI to generate a caption to get the most amount of hits and likes? Because I'm thirsty for likes.
Oh my god, do people actually do that?
Of course you do.
There's so many better ways to use AI.
There's so many better ways to live your life.
Like, you know.
Life isn't about likes. Life is about just living in
that
the moment.
That is brilliant. That should be your caption. Life isn't about likes.
Hashtag life isn't about
likes. I love that. Not often you come out with something deep and meaningful, but I do. I appreciate that now.
Hold tight. It's only like 7:49. We have another couple of hours to go. All right. Is that the answer?
Not the answer.
So what was it I said? Life is not about likes?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to write it down.
You write it down now. Leah Nay says, is it use an airbrush app? Now, what does an airbrush app do? It just makes you look sexy.
Yeah, you can do loads of things. You can make your muscles look bigger. You can make your bum look bigger. You can make anything look bigger.
Man, if I could use technology, like, I would be dangerous.
All you have to do is put your own picture into AI and tell it what to do, and it'll do it, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's so fake, though. And also, I just couldn't be arsed. I don't have the time. Do you know? Oh, wow. But did I say a bad word and now things are going?
You said the word.
I said arsed and now things are going.
Stop saying it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Whatever you're doing is disrupting the entire electricity in the studio.
Yeah, I know.
It's gone blinky.
Oopsie.
Yeah. It's like Una trying to make coffee in the kitchen.
And you know what? There's a smell off my coffee. I don't like it. It's not nice. I have to go and make a new one.
There's a smell off my coffee.
Yeah, it's weird. It's not.
Like coffee beans. Like,
no, yeah. It's just a strange. Maybe it's the cup, but it's definitely It's giving.
Okay. Yeah, anyway.
It's giving dirty cup.
It's giving dirty cup.
All right,
yeah.
Is that the answer?
Not the answer.
Okay, we need some guesses. 087-110-2107. Is there anything else you'd like to derail this morning?
Hey, wow. Guys, I know you want to talk about this, but I want to talk about my smelly cup.
Smelly.
So our survey says question this morning. It's a very open guess. It's a very open question on 087-110-2107.
Yeah, it is. It's a good one, though. 22% of young adults say they've done this before, posted a photo on socials. What is it?
We got this message in saying, is it check the background to make sure that the house isn't a tip?
That's a good idea, yeah. Do that in there?
No, and I send my mother pictures of the twins, and she's like, I can't put any of these up on social media because of the cut of your house. I'm like, it's just stuff on the island. Just, you know, the stuff on the island, that's all it is.
But everything's on your island, isn't
but
it?
It's just a place where at least I know where everything is then. If I can't find something, I go, the island.
Once again, she's derailed the conversation.
How am I derailing it?
Making it all about you.
Making it all about
my mess. My mess.
I'm just saying that I don't check the background to make sure the house isn't a tip.
No, we know.
Maybe I should.
Maybe I should.
I'm very conscious of that. Like, so if I'm doing any videos or stuff for the shows here on iRadio, I make sure that if I'm doing it from home, that the background looks like it's not an absolute kip. Do you know what I mean?
That's not real, man. That's just fake.
Well, you see,
at least I'm real in the way I live my life. You know, there is no kind of like. What's the word I'm looking for again?
I don't know.
Notions with me.
There's no notions.
No
with
notions
you.
With me.
There's
no qualms. It's just real. There's no qualms. Yeah. It's just.
No.
Ain't no airbrush in my house, huh? That's for sure.
This is very true.
No right answers there. Do you want the answer?
Yeah.
Please.
I'd love the answer, please.
I agree with this completely. 22% of young adults say that they've asked the parents not to comment on a picture before they put it up. So listen, I'm putting this up. Don't bother comment. So you look lovely here. Oh no, I wouldn't have put this up. No, mum.
They won't say. Like my mother would be like, "Why are you wearing that dress?"
Because I know in the past, like they reckon that it's not for the public to see. They think it's a private message.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Is it just a message to them?
Like,
yeah.
That black t-shirt does not. It's not slimming, Stephen.
Yeah. I look cat melodian oons. Take it down.
Very good.
Thanks, right. Mom. To hell with it. Just pop them up. Don't care what anybody thinks about it. And remember, life is not about likes.
Oh, it's amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, well done, you.
It's giving trending.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Una's been making up a song about something that's coming up on the podcast that was on the show.
We have to let it minger.
Alright, just hold that thought. Hold that thought. Here's Rhyme It with Karen from Sligo. Here we go, sing it.
You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Karen in Sligo, good morning, how are you?
Hello, Karen.
Good morning. How are you guys getting on?
Good, thanks very much. Is it true that you went to go to one of those old people daytime raves, but it got cancelled because somebody put their back out?
Unfortunately, I have to say yes.
What was it? An over 30s night?
No, it wasn't a night. It was an afternoon.
Oh, class.
Home before 9. Nice one.
Yeah, that was it.
It means you don't have to pay the babysitter any extra, you know, once it gets past 9 o'clock. But you didn't let that dampen your spirits. You just kept on going anyway. You went out.
Exactly. We were ladies who lunched that just forgot to go home.
Oh,
love that. Love that for you.
Ladies who lunched forgot to go home. There you go. That's what I absolutely like. And Camille, did you get loads of pictures? Did you put them up online for everyone to see how much of a good time you're pretending to have? Well, that's, you know, social media pictures of people pretend to be having a good time, then they go back and they're like, you know, hashtag great time.
You just want to spout your new line again. He came up with this line and I told him that it was actually quite inspiring. Like, it's better than live, laugh, love. Okay, so you go with your line there. That's, you just wanted to, come on.
Life is not about likes.
See? He's going to pat.
Yeah, that's
now,
just
Karen.
Too boring.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so shout out to the kids. What are they up to? Are they looking forward to the summer coming up? Any holidays planned?
Well, we do have holidays plans. We just haven't told them because I couldn't be listening to them for the next 2 months.
Oh, my God.
Is it nearly time?
Oh, so you can't you can't tell us now.
Okay.
Well, you never know. At the end of the week, if you win the highest score, you could get a hotel stay in Donegal with the Gallen Group. You never know. You could be heading there.
Oh, I won't complain. Yeah, I won't complain.
Absolutely. All right. This is the game that we're going to play. It's called Rhyme It. You've got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you possibly can, but they have to rhyme with the word that we give you. The word that we've given you is...
Floor. F-L-O-O-R. Floor.
Floor.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Your 30 seconds start now.
You'd hold this open for someone.
Door.
If you're not rich, you're probably what?
Poor.
A quadrilateral has how many sides?
Four.
Americans call a shop a what?
A shop, a mall, no, four, door. Oh, pass.
A famous Katy Perry song.
I've got blank. My kids are going to kill me.
A household task like hoovering or mopping.
Time is up.
And the time is up.
Katy Perry song that runs to the floor. I kissed a girl.
Okay, you got three. But listen, come here. You still have the highest score, which has not been bet yet, because it is only Monday. Karen, you absolutely legend. Americans call a shop a what? I heard you go through the motions of naming everything in America except for
store.
Oh my God, I'm such a blonde.
Hey! My God, my days.
And famous Katy Perry song is?
Roar.
I've got the eye of the tiger.
My kids are never going to forgive me.
Fair. Absolutely fair. Listen, that's what being a parent is all about. Coming on the radio, making an absolute dope of yourself, and them slagging you and poking fun at you for the rest of your life.
You'll never live this down, Karen, to be honest with you.
I'll just add it to the list, to be honest.
Brilliant. You're so much fun, Karen. Thank you so much for coming on and having fun with us. But here's the thing. Stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
They made a TV show about it. You may not have get bet this week. You might have the highest score all week long with a score of 3. So you could be winning that prize, all right?
I will not hold my breath, but
no,
thanks.
No, nobody is, but we just have to make it sound fun. All right, thanks very much, Karen. Cheers, bye.
Bye, Karen.
All right, if you'd like to have a go, you reckon you can do better than Karen did, 087-1102-107.
Are you on my This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Oh, it's that time you've been waiting for, Una. I could not wait to tell you this. I literally have it in my calendar to say, tell Una this on the radio on Monday.
Yeah, and I was not disappointed.
Yeah, man. Because they said I had a story and you were like, what is it?
Yeah, because sometimes you get very excited about things that I don't find funny. So you were like, oh my God, wait till I tell you.
Because you don't understand them.
No.
Okay.
It's when you said, oh, when I was out DJing and I was like, oh no, is this going to be another of his stories about this girl asked for this song? And I told her, no, you can't have this song because it's going to kill the vibe. One of those stories.
Well, that happens regularly. Stop killing the vibes. Leave DJs alone.
So, but when you told me, it was the best story I've heard in a long time and it brought me a lot of joy.
I am still traumatized by
it. I'd say you are. I mean, think of all the germs, man.
Don't spoil it. All right, have a listen. Hope you all had a good weekend. Did you have a nice weekend, Una?
I did.
Yeah, get up to anything exciting, anything or just the usual?
I had Pavlova.
I love the way he's like, great weekend with you, Pavlova.
It was so tasty.
I want to tell you something that happened to me on Friday night. I was DJing in Navan, okay?
Yeah.
And so you know when you you might go up to a DJ and request a song. So since kind of like we came out of lockdown, people would hold their phones up from the middle of the crowd and they'll say the name of the song. All right,
okay.
And you'd be like, "Grand, if you can read it, brilliant. If not, they'll come up to you." But there's another way. There's various different ways you can hand them a piece of paper. Say, "Would you play that song?" Or you could go up with your phone on the full brightness and hold it in the DJ's eyes and blind them for 5 minutes. There's that way. Or you can go up and grab the back of their head and scream into their ear as loud as you can. So you deafen them in one ear. And there are various ways that you can request a song.
Mm.
So on Friday night, this guy came up to me, right? He was a low talker. Alone. And he sounded Italian as well. But he used his hands a lot while he was talking. So he said, will you play some 90s, some disco, like classics, some old school? And his hands were going. And I'm like leaning in to try and hear him, all right? Then there was a moment, right? As I was saying, yes, I will, he was still mid-talk and his finger went into my mouth. And he stopped, he looked at me, and his finger's in my mouth. I'm like, why'd your finger in my mouth?
God, that's so awkward.
So,
and it's so unhygienic as well. God forgive me, like, you know.
He was super sweaty as well.
Oh, that is
could taste skin, sweat, whatever he was drinking that night. And then it all happened. Everything was in slow motion. I'm like, no. He's like, I'm sorry. I looked over at the security and she's like, what's happening? I've got corona and hantavirus. Oh, wonder.
Oh my god.
So there's a new rule now in the nightclub. If you're going up to the DJ, we cable tie your hands behind you so you don't.
Listen, it's simple. Just don't stick your finger in the DJ's mouth.
Well, sometimes it's nice.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Una's worried that she was mocking me as a DJ and DJ Source. She goes, do you want to do that again? Was that mean?
I didn't mean to be mean.
I'm not mean to people at gigs. It's just that I guess sometimes they come up and they just ask for the most bizarre songs. Instead of lying to them and saying, yeah, I'll play it, and then not play it, I'll tell them no and I'll tell them why.
But dude, you see, you're not the god of music. You know, you might.
I know, but like when I booked to play a venue, like there's a certain.
I trust you, man.
Yeah, but there's a certain. Like the one I was playing on Saturday night. They want a particular type of music and they want a particular type of vibe. And
you bring the vibes.
What was the song that your woman wanted? Oh, bringer. Yeah. Now, you would groove me on this one when they want it. Were you just grooving there?
No, go on. What song
she wanted
they want?
To play Grace.
Oh, Grace. Just hold me. No, that is a beautiful song. You should have played it.
No, what are you talking about?
You should have played it.
I was literally playing house music and the place was, you know, on wheels.
And
I'm not playing.
Let this moment linger.
Beautiful song.
Yeah, it's stunning. And you wouldn't play it. No, oh, my God.
No.
Did you play the national anthem? Why wouldn't you play the national anthem?
What is wrong with you? Oh, we're going to have to do something about you. Here's Get It Off Your Chest. Well, I have a word with this one.
Get It Off Your Chest. This is coming in from Sarah in Kildare. And she says, hey, guys, I need to get this off my chest because I genuinely don't know if I've been mean or if this is a bit mad. One of my besties is having a baby shower. And I actually really want to go because she's one of my closest friends. But it's in Donegal. We live in Kildare. That's basically a full expedition. The thing is, it's €60 a head for food alone. €60 in caps. That's before I even buy a present for the bloody baby. Oh, the bloody baby. It's really for the mammy. Then I'm looking at petrol or train money, accommodation, because there's no way I'm driving home after. And suddenly I'm spending a small fortune on a baby shower. I've holidays coming up, my boyfriend's birthday's around the corner, and I'm already trying to be careful with money. And to top it all off, partners aren't allowed.
Oh.
So my fella can't even come and make a weekend of it with me. Is that a normal rule? Yeah. Boys, it's like a hen party. Well, don't look at me like that.
What if they come and they can just go out and do their own thing, but they come and stay with you and they make a weekend of it?
Well, they can do that, yeah. So, okay. Sarah. I feel awful because I do want to be there for her and I know it's a big deal, but I'm sitting here adding up the cost thinking, am I expected to take out a small loan for a baby shower? Am I awful if I say I can't go because I can't afford it? Yeah, you're a bad friend.
I'm so joking.
I think it's a bit Irish now. The €60 and the trip all the way to Donegal.
Why an away trip for a baby shower?
I don't know if it's an away trip for the baby mama. She could be living in Donegal.
Fair.
Yeah. I mean,
€60 is a bit steep to be. I think if you're having a party and you're hosting a party, you shouldn't be expected to pay to go to the party. Do you know what I mean?
But it's obviously they're going out for dinner.
Well, make it a little bit more accessible for everyone then if you're going to be doing this.
I know, but this is Sarah's problem. It's not being made accessible, and this is the situation she's facing.
Do people actually pay to go to these things? So, like, you're invited to a baby shower. Well and good. This is the kind of the new thing about going to a baby shower. So you've got to get a gift for the baby or the mom.
Well, yeah. The baby or the mama.
Yeah, so, like, you're buying a couple of, you know, bottles and whatever you buy for the baby, yeah? And
some baby clothes.
Oh, cutesy clothes.
God, I miss the baby grows. So cute.
Baby grows, fine. Cutesy clothes, waste of money.
They're not a waste of money.
Poo and puke on the moon.
Yeah, but you wash them. They need to be clothed. They're not a waste of money.
And you go and put them on them and they've grown out of it in the space that you've gotten around to wash them.
Yeah, this is
true.
What
did you do?
This is true.
All right, no, but the fact that they're like paying 60 quid to have some food, I get going away and like having a good time with your friends and stuff, but like 60 quid is a bit steep for dinner.
There's a cost of living crisis in the country, Cooper.
There certainly
is.
The
cost of fuel.
Yeah. Don't get me started.
I know.
Okay.
We need to help Sarah. 087-1102-107. What should she do? Is she a bad friend? Or should she just tell her friend, listen, I can't afford to go. I just can't.
Yeah, or ask a friend, if you're having a party, you got to foot the bill. Do you know what I mean? I would not expect
you can't ask a baby mama having a baby shower to pay for people that are coming.
If you can't afford to put a party on, don't put a party on.
Do you know what you should do, Sarah? Ask your boyfriend for a loan.
What's it got to do with him? He's not even invited.
I know, but he's not invited. But no, just tip him up for a few quid and plow on.
There's a test with that relationship. Ask him for a loan for something that he's not invited to that you probably never pay back.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we saying this morning, Una?
So Sarah is feeling the pinch. Her friend is having a baby shower. The baby shower is in Donegal. Sarah lives in Kildare. It's €60 a head for the dinner. And then she'll have to pay for accommodation. She'll have to pay for travel expenses. And she will have to pay, obviously, for a present for the baby and the baby mama. So she's like, oh my God, I can't afford all this. Am I awful if I say I can't go because I can't afford it? Or should she just put up and shut up because it's a close friend of hers and it is a baby shower?
It's an awful lot to ask for your friends to fork out, like, your travel, your accommodation, then to pay for their food. Like, with 60 quid, is there even a stripper?
And a baby shower.
Is it not like a hen party?
No.
Okay.
No.
And, is that like... Shows... That's why I've never been invited to one.
I bet you if there was a stripper, Sarah'd be up there and she wouldn't be sending in this email. Only joking.
All right, what are you saying? 087-1102-107.
If you're completely honest with her and she's a real true friend, there should not be an issue. So just get it off your chest to her. And if she reacts differently, then you'll know. But here, notions with your baby showers.
There you go, notions having baby showers.
I think everyone has baby showers now. It's just a thing. It's like...
Is it a thing?
The way that Heinen and Stags were... Yeah, it's definitely a thing. Yeah.
Okay, so baby showers are a thing. So not notiony anymore.
No, they're not. But they don't have to be like so exuberant and expensive. They can just be like girls catch it. Like my baby shower, for example, was during COVID. So it was on Zoom. So, and I had gestational diabetes, so I couldn't eat anything nice. So I just, sitting there with a banana and a balloon.
I did not get invited to your baby shower.
No, you didn't. I didn't organize it, so that's not my fault.
That is a lame excuse.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Anyway, I wouldn't have turned up. I would have said that my Wi-Fi was down.
Honesty is the best policy. Look, we all have lives and a lot going on and nothing's getting any cheaper.
True.
Just be honest. Look, I have a lot going on. I can't make it to Donegal. We'll organise a little coffee between ourselves and spend the €60 that you would have been spending on the food on a present. That's what I do.
Oh, that's a great...
That is a great idea.
Yeah.
On the flip side, you do want to upset a pregnant lady because of hormones and stuff. No, seriously though, you'd feel so bad. Like, imagine if they started crying. I just couldn't cope with that.
Oh, now I can't deal with this.
I just go to the credit union, take out a loan, and
put yourself in debt. There you go. All right. Keep your WhatsApps coming at 087-1102-107.
So Sarah's been in touch, and Sarah is skint. And one of her besties' baby showers is going to require her taking out a mortgage because it's on in Donegal. Sarah lives in Kildare. It's €60 a head for the food alone. Mm-hmm. Then there's all the travel and accommodation costs. And then there's the present for the baby mama as well. So it's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah, and she's got holidays coming up. It's her boyfriend's birthday's around the corner, but she's trying to be careful with her money, but it is one of her besties and she wants to be there for her, so she doesn't know what to do.
Be interesting to see if anybody's actually had a baby shower and has expected people to pay to go to it.
Yeah.
Because this is a new thing that I've heard about, that you've paid to go to somebody's party. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I think you pay for, like, presents for them, and if there is, everyone chips in for food and stuff as well, because you're not going to let the baby mama pay for anything,
I couldn't throw a party and expect people to chip in food. I just couldn't. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I don't think Sarah's a bad friend, and as somebody who is pregnant and organising my baby shower, I think, especially like 60, like personally, I wouldn't have any charge for somebody, you know, like if I can't cover the cost for myself, for everyone to go, I wouldn't be doing it. Uh-huh. But if there was, you know, somebody else organising it for me, and there was a bit of a price to it, I would be absolutely mortified to find out that it was like €60 each. I've gone on cheaper, like, night out hens, you know, single night hen parties, to be honest. I also don't live near my family. I live 75 miles away. So I do understand, you know, thrown in that people are going to have to travel. And that's just something that I have factored into my baby shower. It's going to be, I'm providing the food, I'm providing the hot food, I'm providing the snacks and sweets, and if people can come, I have absolutely no problem with that at all. I completely understand that the cost, as you said, of fuel or travel is so expensive at the minute.
Do you know how much it costs to fill a car with diesel?
Oh my God, stop. It's the same for everyone.
I know.
Yeah, some really valid points in there.
Yeah, this is from Philip.
I suppose you just have to be honest. If you can't go, you can't go. If you can't afford it, maybe some of them might chip in and help you be able to get there for a day or at least or something like that. If not, you can't go. It's just one of them things in life.
Wait to hear this.
We did get invited to a barbecue in the in-laws a few years back, and at the end of it, we got billed €17 a head.
Who are these people? Who's charging? Who invites you and then gives you a bill?
My friends kind of do that.
Oh my God, get new friends. Okay, keep your WhatsApps coming. 087-1102-107. Get it off your chest this morning. What is going on? This seems like it's everything's expensive now, and £60 to go to a baby shower.
Yeah, so Sarah's friend is having a baby shower in Donegal. Sarah lives in Kildare. It's €60 a head for the food alone, and Sarah will have to then deal with the travel expense, the accommodation, and also the presents for the baby mum as well. And she's like, I just can't afford it, but will I be a bad friend if I don't go, because she's super close to this girl?
No, you won't be a bad friend. Send a gift, say how are you doing, best of luck with the baby, see you when they're 18.
Yeah, I know, but you still like, her friend might be odd, or you know, you do, as I said before, you don't want to upset a pregnant lady.
It's very true. Okay.
Good morning. I think the friend should just send up a present and let her friend know that she can't make it on the day. She doesn't have to go into reasons, but if she does, it shouldn't matter. If it's a true friend, they'll understand.
Yeah.
You're sending up a present, and I'm sure that she'll go up and visit when the baby is actually born. They shouldn't mind. On the other hand, if she wants a night away with her partner, Donegal's an amazing part of the world, a part of Ireland, so go ahead up and let her boyfriend spend the night when she goes out for dinner, and then they can go for a bit of an explore around Donegal.
There you go. It's not a bad idea.
Solid
idea. Mm-hmm. But still very expensive. £60 for, like, what are they getting for dinner? Is like Gordon Ramsay turning up?
I don't know. It might be fancy.
I'm feeding it to you.
It sounds like they're having like a full 5-star meal for €60 a head for a baby shower.
That's what I was thinking.
It probably is.
You nearly get a wedding meal for that, would you not?
Yeah.
I think it's a very difficult one, because obviously the cost of everything now is so high.
It is.
I think maybe if she just explains the situation and says, look, I honestly just don't have the money right now, and it's extra expense because I'm travelling so far. So what if they organised something that they could do together another day? So like, she could take her and do, I don't know, a spa or afternoon tea or something another time when it would be more suitable and she could afford it then, maybe?
Yeah, possibly. I suppose maybe instead of going to the baby shower, sending the gift, and then making sure that you have time for the new mother and the new baby afterwards, because it can get quite lonely then after you've had a baby as well, because everyone's like, oh, leave them alone just in case they're busy, like maybe going and spending time with them after they've had their baby. I don't know.
I just remember my friends coming in so I could go and actually have a shower and have breakfast. That was nice.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Una doesn't have a shower in her house, so her friends come over and hose her down in the back garden. Yeah.
What kind of a silly thing is that to say?
What's going on today, Una?
Poor Sarah. One of her besties is having her baby shower in Donegal, but Sarah lives in Kildare. And on top of that, €60 for the food alone that you have to pay up front. And then there's the accommodation cost, the travel cost, and the baby. The present for the baby mama. And Sarah's like, I don't have the money, but she's one of my besties. Like, what am I going to do?
Okay.
And Ray has been in touch actually with an interesting comment. He says, a bad friend is someone who invites people to an event and then charges them for dinner. I wouldn't go.
That's what I was saying. Like, I wouldn't host a party and expect people to pay. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, but loads of people do.
Why though?
Like, we'll say if they're having a barbecue and they invite you over. And they'll be like, okay, now everyone revolutious, like...
Oh my... I literally threw a party for Elizabeth's birthday a couple of weeks ago. It was a big birthday for her, okay?
Yeah.
And I said, invite who you want. So half the Gar Club turned up. And I said, so...
Well, that's a birthday party. That's kind of different.
It's still a party. Oh no, sure, like, literally anytime we're doing just anybody over, hey, we're going to barbecue on Friday or Saturday night, it's like, come on over.
Yeah, I know, I'm with you.
Do you need me to bring anything? I'm like, no, grand, just bring yourselves.
Yeah.
Maybe some napkins to wipe that...
Delicious.
Delicious face off you. Okay.
What I would do there, if I was Sarah, I would tell her friend that, listen, funds are tight, I can't afford that, and the trip up and getting off work, etc., but we do a day out. So take her out for lunch, organise that two of them, or if there's closer friends as well that can't make the baby shower, and they go nosy around the shops and go for a thing of lunch and then give her gift. I'm a mammy of five. Baby showers weren't a thing years ago, so I only ever had one. And I was like, never again.
Can you imagine how broke her friends would be if she had a shower for each of the five kids?
Here. That's €60 ahead.
It's kind of like, hey, how you guys going? I have a baby shower now in a couple of months. Again?
Another one.
Yeah.
My God. I'd love to go to some of the parties that you organise.
I throw the best parties and you don't have to pay for it. It's great.
Morning, guys. Made from Clara. Yeah, honesty is the best policy. Tell her you're not in a financial position to attend the baby shower, and send up a lovely personal present. People love personal. She'll get all mushy. Maybe a nice photograph from years ago, you and her, or an event you were at or something. Maybe you should find out what she's going to call the baby, get something personalised made, you know. That'll mush her up a bit and she won't mind.
That's a nice idea. Get something personalised, mate. That's a little bit more thoughtful. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Someone's been in touch and they say, my biggest question is, where does she think she's going to get a train? Of course, there's no trains.
She could go from Dublin to
Sligo
to Belfast, or and then across to Derry, and then into the, and then walk.
Yeah, and then walk. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Shout out to Derek.
And get it off your chest.
Yeah.
Maybe Sarah should set up a GoFundMe page, and GoFund my baby shower or my trip to baby shower, and post a link on her socials so her friend might see it then and get the message.
There you go.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
She's off again. All right, get it off your chest. There were so many messages that we didn't get to play as well. A really good reaction on that.
Yeah, look, I mean,
baby shower.
€60 at the other side of the country, paying for accommodation, paying for petrol, like, it is a lot to ask. She'd want to be your bestie, like, you know, sister from another mister, and then you'd still be going to the credit union for a loan.
You would want to have been there for the conception.
Well, now you've made it weird.
Hey, we'd the mystery guest. Who was it? Have a listen.
It's Mystery Guest Mondays. So we're very excited. Good morning, mystery guest.
What's happening? How are we keeping?
Okay.
That's a lovely velvety voice there.
It's a male voice, yes, from what I hear. I don't want to be too presumptuous. So we've been given some clues, mystery guest. And the first clue, I'm going to read it here. They're young, Irish, and making serious noise.
That's literally everybody. That was a bad clue right there. I'm sorry about that.
It's a terrible clue. I have a funny feeling I'm going to get it on the second clue, Una. This artist performed at the press launch and did a full set at Electric Picnic last year. And if it's who I think it is, I'm very excited. Is this Khaki Kid?
Yes.
Oh my God, the pause!
Wow! Well done, Coop.
Thanks very much.
That was too easy. What?
I love that. Khaki Kid, good morning. Welcome along as our mystery guest.
I was hoping that would go on for longer. And I kind of had this fear in my mind that you guys would never guess who I was. And it actually feels good to know you know me.
Oh my God, we love playing your tunes.
Yeah. In fact, Date Night is one of my favourite summer kind of sounding tracks. And everything you release seems to have that summery sound. Is that the aim of it, to have that summery sound no matter what the song is about?
Yeah, I just think I like making songs that feel good. It's like the crack. So yeah, you're kind of right in terms of whatever the theme being, it's going to have a similar enough feeling.
See, I'm very guilty now when it comes to music. I listen to of how it sounds, and then when people say, I love the song because of the lyrics and the meaning behind it, I'm like, oh, I didn't get that at all. Yeah, so I'm very guilty of that.
Well, it's how the music makes you feel as well, I think.
Very true.
Someone came up to me the other day and they're like, their ma likes my music, and her ma told her she likes my music because I'm one of the good rappers, the nice rapper, she said. I was like, I don't know if she's ever listened to it, like a lyric ever in one of my songs. Some of the lyrics are not so nice, but I'll take it regardless. That's some sort of compliment, I guess.
It is.
You're not cussing and swearing like the other bad rappers.
Yeah,
I am too.
Khaki Kid, what other music are you listening to right now? What current bands are you really vibing with at the moment?
Do you know Florence Road?
Yes, we love Florence Road.
Just a lot of that. A bit of Action Bronson on the rap side, shout out to Courtesy. Love Irish acts, and what I love about Irish acts at the moment as well, I like them because they're good, and then it's like a bonus that they're Irish recently. There was a period where I would listen to Irish acts and I'm like, I'm kind of just doing it because
they're Irish.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Now I just get to support Irish people just because they happen to be good.
Is there any Irish acts you'd like to do a collaboration with that you think that might fit your sound?
Me and Bono would do something sick.
You!
That would be incredible. Yeah.
Right, Bono, here's the deal, right? I'm going to do the rap bit, you're going to preach, and we're going to get the edge on doing a couple of notes and guitar. Larry, hit some drums. Go on, go for it!
Do you have any pre-gig rituals, or, you know, like, do you have a pair of lucky socks, lucky jocks, or is there any kind of thing you say to yourself in the mirror to get you pumped?
I actually have all of that. I have lucky socks, lucky jocks.
Keeps them in an airtight container.
I like to tie my laces really tight. I feel like that's important. And I like to not look at the crowd and pretend that I'm not nervous.
That's really good, because your brain doesn't know the difference once you say it.
Can I just go back to something here? What happened to you in the past that you need to tie your laces so tight?
It's emotional support.
It legit is. It's a physical support, but also an emotional one. Like, I just feel locked in, you know what I mean? I'm not going to fall out with ease.
Kavir, Khaki Kid, we're going to play a game with you, if that's all right. We play this with our mystery guest. It's called the Yes No Mystery Game Show. The last and first person to play it was Danny from the Coronas. He got a 0 score. Once you say yes or no, you're out. Gone.
That's done.
I can't say yes or no.
Yeah?
Can't say yes or no. Your 30 seconds start now.
Have you ever forgotten the lyrics on stage?
Positive.
Do you still get nervous before a big gig?
Positive.
Have you ever cringed at
what? Say positive one more time.
Hold on, you say positive, yeah, no more of that. Have you ever walked off stage thinking, well, that was a disaster?
Indeed.
Have you ever had a gig where everything went wrong?
We.
Oh, that's a yes. That's a French yes. That's 24. French yes. 1, 2, 3. 4. Score 4.
No, I'd have given that to him now. Come on.
Yeah, come on. Let's keep it going. Let's keep the ball.
Oh, the producer, Donal, he's saying no. We means yes. Yeah. Oh, lad.
Yeah, you can't start speaking different languages here now, Khaki Kid.
I think that was very smart, Khaki Kid. I would have given you the point, Khaki Kid.
I am fumed.
Una, come here, you still have the highest score. That means you're at the top of the leaderboard with a score of 4 with only 5 seconds to go on the clock. Khaki Kid, it's been lovely to talk to you. Lovely to meet you. And thanks for being our mystery guest on iRadio.
Thank you so much. Are you
on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
What a nice surprise that mystery guest was. Khaki Kid, what
Khaki
a legend.
Khaki Kid, amazing, yeah. Yes.
Love that. Mystery Guest Monday. We'll have another one on Monday.
Sure will.
That's why it's called Mystery Guest Monday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can I go home now?
Yeah, definitely. I need to go and sort out my phone. God,
just on the way home, go to the your mobile phone, Vodafone shop, and go in and say, this isn't working, Sim, give me a new one, and they'll sort you out.
Oh, I'll go in later. I have to go to the doctor because I'm anemic and I have low ferritin. I have poor iron levels.
You're low in a lot of things and you're poor in a lot of things. One of the things that you're poor in is your bank account.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, sorry.
Now to put an explicit mark
I'm
on this.
I'm so sorry. I did not mean that to come out like that. Maybe if I raise my iron levels, then like
I you can know. Have some of my blood
because you've got too much of it, don't
I've
you?
Got too much iron.
Well, wouldn't it be great if we could?
Do you know what they said to me? It says, "I just cut back on the red meat."
Oh, they're telling me to eat liver.
Ugh.
Oh, I know.
Jesus,
disgusting. The smell of it. Ooh.
Oh, God, I feel sick of it. Think about that.
Yeah, I know. They're like, just sprinkle some liver over some, like if you're having your
sprinkle
liver, cut up the liver and sprinkle it over your spag ball. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, you wouldn't notice it in spag ball.
Oh, you would. It's the texture. It's the smell of it.
How about overnight oats with a sprinkling of liver?
Oh, Jesus. Disgusting.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so anyway.
All right, we're going.
Good now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.